Dick talking about this Democratic primary between Kendrick Meek, who's obviously got the establishment support. I mean, I've heard that Bill Clinton might be coming down to campaign for him, versus this guy, Jeff Green, who is funding his own campaign. So who comes out on top?
Well, first of all, this campaign reminds me of when Joe Kennedy, John Kennedy's father, basically said, you know, I don't care if you buy the election, buy the presidency, just don't spend a damn dime more than necessary. So at least he was frugal about it. But Jeff Green, if you got $1 billion, you could spend $100 million, be a United States senator, and still have $900 million. Maybe we should appoint him Secretary of the Treasury and get out of the deficit situation we're in. Poor Kendrick Meek, though. I served in the legislature with Kendrick's mom, Carrie Meek, wonderful lady. Kendrick's worked hard. I've known him since he was a page, highway patrolman, House member, senator, congressman, and he's out there. And of course, you infer the last day of qualifying, Jeff Green, a billionaire, comes out of no place. And Kendrick's raising money, but it's very hard. I mean, if a guy can write a check for $1 million every single day, which he can, it's hard to raise some money. Bill Clinton's already done four small fundraisers for him. He'll get him to do another. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff to the president, is doing one for him. But, you know, if you raise another million, the other guy writes a check for $4 or $5 million. It's money is going to drive that primary, and it's going to be very interesting. But I think what's going to happen, as a final note, if it's Green against Chris, I think you're going to see a lot of Democrats move towards Chris.
So do you think Green's going to win?
Well, yeah, because he got the checkbook. I mean, if he's willing, he's already demonstrated he's willing to spend as much money if it needs to be, not unlike Rick Scott and the
maybe he could adopt us.
Yeah, maybe he could do that. But yeah, if you're not going to spend $15, $20, $30 million and change your mind midstream, the guy's got another $900 million minimum.
Right. So, Lou, you going for Green in that one as well?
I think that's going to be a closer race than maybe what's going to happen on the Republican side in the governor's race. For whatever reason, I don't think Green has sold quite as well as. Maybe he hoped to be able to sell. But again, he has unlimited resources. And when people don't care about a race, they tune in a little bit. They're maybe going to go out and vote. If he can drive the voters to the polls with his television ads, he'll win.
Can I interject one quick thing
sure
here?
Sure.
Not to disagree with Lou, but if you're going to have a 20% turnout, that's what I predict, 20%.
Yeah.
August 24th is the worst time. People either going on vacation, returning from vacation, enrolling the kids in school or whatever. They're not attracted to politics, number one. Number two, you get this great angst out there. People just, they don't like politics to begin with. Maybe 20%. What will give Kendrick Meek a chance to win this primary if he does direct mail, direct mail, direct mail? He's got to get those voters out that are traditional super voters, predominantly blacks. If he does that, if he spends his money like a rifle shot on getting the vote out, he can beat the money that Green is spending.